yeah, everybody's been talking about Leeds and they're out in front and doing what they did to OKR and what have you. And one of the, they've been out there in regards to what they've been doing all year, haven't they? And we've copped it in Challenge Cup in regards to what they've done. And it's any team can beat anybody at any point. And probably the Challenge Cup final was the truest words that we've ever said in that game was that John Wilkinson as OKR were walking up to get the runners-up medals when he turned around and said he believed that there were a 50-point difference between Leeds and OKR. And I couldn't disagree with that because Leeds are where they are for a reason, OKR are where they are for a reason. I don't want to sound that disrespectful to OKR, but it was the truest thing that was ever said. But the thing is at the minute is that at the top of the competition is getting tighter and tighter. We, over the last few years, established ourselves in that top four. We still don't get the credit we deserve, I don't believe, but we've established ourselves in that top four. And like I said after the Saints game, we've got to start believing, and we can sense that within our group at the minute. They know that they're on the cusp of doing something pretty special, but it takes another 5 weeks to achieve that.
Everyone in football talks about the big four. If we talked about rugby league the same way, you are in that big four now, aren't you? You are an established top four team.
That's the thing is, I don't really, don't take this the wrong way, but I couldn't really care less what the media say about us or me or what we're trying to do. And it's just from our point of view, but I don't think the club, one, we've got a fantastic chairman that provides us with the utilities in regards to the players and the facilities to do what we're doing, and we're very, very thankful for that. And I think in regards to our support, we've got a very, very good loyal band of people that come and watch us. We want more. And in media, I think they can help us by actually telling people that we're a good team, because we don't get the credit we deserve. And that, from our point of view, how can we help that? Going and winning Super League will help that, won't it? And yeah, obviously being in that top four, and the 3 years of my tenure, we finished first, third, and wherever we're going to finish this year. So we're in that mix of being at the top of the competition, but we've just got to get over that finishing line and get the grand final and get the win.
We've been coming here for the last, 27, 28 weeks and pre-season as well. Are you finally getting excited now about this season and where it might end up?
No. Well, hopefully first week in October, that's when we get excited. And in terms of achievements, we haven't achieved anything yet. We give ourselves a good opportunity, but we haven't achieved anything until somebody with a calculator turns around and tells me that mathematically we're in the four, which that'd be a smart man than me, to be fair. And we can do that. We can sit back and say, yeah, well, we're in the four, but yet we still then have a level of performance to achieve to warrant staying in there. And do we want to be fourth? Do we want to be third? Could second be achievable? You don't know. So we've got to keep fighting and making sure that we do our jobs and making sure that we do them and do them consistently well.
And team-wise this week, how's everyone looking?
Yeah, it was fine. We know real change to what we have been in the last few weeks. We have the ability or facility, whichever way you want to look at it, to put the same team out again if I would choose to, which that may be the chance of that happening.
That's obviously an advantage for you that you've got a nucleus of players that you feel, you know, at this point you can trust and will get the job done for you.
Yeah, and I think that level of consistency, and you look at our squad, to be fair, we don't really have much choice. We've got Jody Broughton, who, if it comes to it with selection, I've got no issues in playing Jody. Josh Johnson, Nathan Mason, they've all played Super League this year. Ollie Roberts is chomping at the bit. He's not had a game yet for the club. He's been here nearly a year and not actually played because of circumstances, not even actually played in the Giants' colours. And he's been in the squad for the last month, and he's an injury off being in there. I've got no issues in picking him, but that's the thing for us is with Brett and Woody's injuries and Chris Bailey getting a knock a couple of weeks ago, it's our choices are limited, but that limited is young players who are chomping at the bit, ready to play.
Just finally, McGilvery, we speak about him every week now because his performances mean that he's catching the attention. England, well, I know you say you'd up at the England team, it's nothing to do with you, but in this form...
So you've answered the question for
you
then?
In this form, he's got a big pick, hasn't he?
I can't not argue with you that. I can't not say that. But the one thing for Jerry is he'll talk about the people around him as well, and they've got to do their jobs to know that Jerry can do his job as well. And what he's doing is he's finishing off some good things at the moment. And like I said before, Jerry's been challenged in one or two areas of his game, and he's definitely reaping the rewards of taking those challenges.